With the cost of living constantly on the rise, debt has unfortunately become a reality for many people, and the strain of repaying that debt is causing countless Christians to negate the importance of tithing and giving to the kingdom of God. We know that the consequences of not repaying debt are severe, but what is the biblical standpoint on not giving to the church? We're going to discuss the significance of kingdom giving on the next Family Matters. Hi, I'm Graham Schnell for Family Matters, where we offer practical advice from Focus on the Family. A listener wrote to us with this question about tithing whilst in debt. She asked, "Should we keep tithing to our church while trying to pay off debts? My husband and I are on a tight budget and trying our best to pay off a large backlog of debt that has been building over the past several years. Would it be better to put our giving on hold until we've satisfied all our creditors?" Before addressing your personal situation, we think it's important to ask just how important the practice of tithing is from God's point of view. We know that the Apostle Paul regarded it as a matter of the highest priority. In his epistles to young churches, especially the church at Corinth, he urges Christians to give of their resources to other believers and to the work of the Lord. He asks them to give up to and even beyond the limits of their financial capabilities. In so doing, instead of abolishing the Old Testament law of the tithe, he actually exceeds it. He takes the principle of God-inspired, other-centered generosity, which was originally embodied in the tithe, and jacks it up to an entirely new dimension. This is what genuine Christian giving is all about. Is this kind of giving possible for a family in your position? Can you actually make progress toward paying off your debt while still fulfilling your responsibilities toward God? That's something we aren't in a position to tell you. For this reason, we'd suggest that it might be a good idea to sit down with your pastor or an elder in your church, somebody who knows you personally and who is aware of your needs, and discuss your situation in detail. With the help of a spiritual leader or a financial advisor, you may be able to come up with a workable budget that will allow you to consolidate your objectives, meet your goals, and still make a meaningful financial contribution to the life of your church. In the meantime, we have three general observations to make that may provide you with some helpful guidance in this area. Firstly, you have a clear responsibility before God to repay your debts. Psalm 37:21 states, "The wicked borrow and do not repay." Secondly, you also have other responsibilities that don't go away simply because you owe money to your creditors. For example, you have to keep paying for housing, utilities, food, and the many other practical needs of your family. And thirdly, your obligation to God is among the most important of these other financial responsibilities. All things considered then, it would probably be worth your while to explore ways of fulfilling this obligation faithfully while also continuing to work your way out of debt. We understand that you may be wondering where to start. Well, besides seeking counsel from an elder or Christian financial advisor, you could take a look at the following resource, which is aimed at helping you get a better perspective of God's investment in your life and how to manage what you've been given. It's called The Treasure Principle, which is a book and also has a Bible study available. Randy Elkhorn unearths a simple yet profound principle that will radically change your concept of stewardship by illuminating the liberating joy of giving and its impact not only for today, but for eternity as well. In the companion Bible study, the principles become personally applicable and more real than ever, with a powerful combination of biblical concepts, practical quotations from the book, thought-provoking questions, and group discussion starters. For more information on this resource, please visit our website at safamily.co.za. Remember to seriously consider what God says about financial stewardship in your decision-making. This program was produced by Focus on the Family. I'm Graham Schnell, inviting you to join us for the next edition of Family Matters.